This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley. Today, a House committee investigating the January 6th insurrection is expected to vote to hold former Trump advisor Steve Bannon in criminal contempt of Congress. The AP's Jackie Quinn.
Steve Bannon's defied a subpoena from the House Select Committee investigating the deadly U.S. Capitol insurrection in January. Committee members allege Mr. Bannon appears to have played a multifaceted role in the events of January 6th and say the American people are entitled to hear his firsthand testimony. They say Bannon was acting as a private citizen, so he wouldn't have been protected by executive privilege.
We're beginning to hear what potential jurors are saying about the Ahmaud Arbery murder trial in Georgia. Three white men are charged with shooting and killing Arbery, a black man. This is day two of jury selection. The AP's Julie Walker.
Prosecutors and defense attorneys spent hours yesterday questioning 20 potential jurors out of 600. One said he was sick of hearing about the case. Another wondered if she should fear for her safety if picked, and the verdict angers people. So far, eight potential jurors were dismissed. Meanwhile, the judge urged the lawyers to streamline their approach. The defense insists Greg McMichael and son Travis, along with neighbor William Roddy Bryant, who videoed the shooting, committed no crimes. The McMichaels say they believed Ahmaud Arbery was a burglar. Prosecutors say he was just jogging through the neighborhood.
A man is dead in Israel after falling from a hot air balloon mid-flight. The balloon and its 14 passengers landed safely, say authorities. In Germany, a 96-year-old former secretary for a World War II concentration camp SS commander appeared in court this morning to hear the charges against her. Irma Fershner is charged with more than 11,000 counts of accessory to murder. This is AP News. It's going to be a little easier to call on a famous rap star. The AP's Oscar Wells Gabriel has this.
Call him the artist formerly known as Kanye West. His name is now Ye. No middle, no last name. A Los Angeles judge has approved the name change requested by the rap star, producer, and fashion designer. In signing off on the bid, the judge noted there were no objections to the motion, so it was granted. Ye filed the petition in late August, saying the change is being done for personal reasons. He's been saying he's wanted that name change as far back as 2018. I'm Oscar Wells Gabriel.
The British Museum will display what it says is the oldest surviving map of the stars, the ones in the sky, in a major upcoming exhibition. It's 3,600 years old and first discovered in Germany in 1999. One of the oldest surviving representations of the cosmos in the world. It has never before been displayed in Britain. I'm Rita Foley, AP News.
Stop the podcast!
Stop the podcast!
Hi, everybody. Just to let you know, this episode of Fish is sponsored by TV licensing.
Yes, TV licensing. What are you watching on TV, Andy?
I have been watching a show that's called 2 Weeks in August.
Okay.
Despite it being July at the time of recording.
Oh, you don't have to watch TV shows in the time that their name references.
No, absolutely. I watched The Darling Buds of May in winter. Anyway, 2 Weeks in August. It's a really good series. It's set on a lovely Mediterranean holiday.
Ooh.
And it's a group of old mates from uni who've gathered together. Some of them have got kids, some of them haven't. Some of them have been going through big life events. And it's one of those amazing pressure cooker series where things just get more and more and more tense.
Oh, those stressful ones.
I love it. I love it.
I love my comedy, I gotta say. So I've been watching Android, which is Diane Morgan's new thing, and I absolutely love it. But I always on television watch everything with someone from Bolton in it. That's basically all I watch.
And she's from Bolton.
She's from Bolton.
But in this show, I believe she's a robot.
She's a robot, and it is not certain where in the country she's from.
It depends where the facility is that makes her, I suppose.
I guess so. But what are we actually here to say?
Oh, we're here to say that if you want to watch any of these shows, your TV license covers you to watch over 400 TV channels and everything on BBC iPlayer.
That is incredible.
So 2 Weeks in August has finished going out now, but you can get hold of it on the iPlayer.
If you want to find out more about this, then go to tvl.co.uk/pod.
Now back to the tension and the stress and the misery of this episode of Fish.
Oh, I thought you were referencing Bolton. On with the podcast.